Welcome. Some of you have only just arrived here. Perhaps from the busy city and a busy life. And perhaps we can just make sure, you can make sure that you are completely here. Present. Attentive not only to the words, which are not all that important, but also to the stillness in the room. Attentive to the stillness in the room means just to notice that there is stillness here, apart from the words. If all you're interested in here is the words, then this evening would work for you only on a conceptual level. And you have so much of that already in this civilization. Information, facts. To the thinking mind, stillness is uninteresting. But you love it. And you may have to be able to just step out of the thinking mind for a moment in order to realize that you love the stillness. And that stillness is more than this word implies. Every word that we use to describe that which is beyond words reduces the reality of that. And yet, we have to use words. But we don't have to be confined to using words. And that's why it's so important, as you sit here, to be aware at the same time as you listen to the words that there's also always the field of silence here in the room. Yes, is that true? Is there silence? Yes. You have to check for yourself. Don't believe me that there's silence in the mind. Yeah, okay, there's silence, so what's next? Says the thinking mind. Because the interesting thing is, you cannot even notice that there is silence when you're immersed in a stream of thinking. Or, to put it in a more extreme but true way, thought cannot even be aware of silence. Cannot notice it because thought is inner noise. And through inner noise, you cannot notice silence. And so, as most people are identified with the continuous stream of inner noise, they are never aware that in them there is a deeper dimension within, underneath the continuous flux of thinking and the emotions that go with it, that in each human being there's a much deeper dimension of consciousness. And we can use different pointers to say what it is. One pointer is to say it is the realm of stillness, not dead, vibrantly alive stillness. And since this is a conference about the heart of happiness, that is the heart of happiness that every human carries inside. And it is also peace, inner peace. It is only out of that dimension that external peace can finally emerge in the world. Only if a sufficiently large number of humans get in touch with that dimension within them. If that does not happen on the planet soon, it's a good sign, the fact that we are sitting here, that it is happening. If it does not happen soon on a larger scale, I know it is happening. It's just a question of whether it's happening fast enough to stop the madness, self-destructive madness, that the collective human mind, to a large extent, has become. So we are not self-indulgent here. It's not a selfish endeavor. It is vital, not only on a personal level, for yourself to become free of unhappiness. And it's only in the deeper dimension of yourself that you can become free of unhappiness. It's also vital for the planet, for humanity.